What about almonds? Can you get those too?
Mm-hmm.
Almonds, okay. All right, we'll do just a few more questions. We'll call it a day, all right?
Okay.
What about this type of fruit that grows, you find a lot of it in Florida?
Oranges.
And if I had a bowl of oranges, I might say, well, I had a bowl full this morning, but now they're all...
gone.
Okay. What do you call these little red root vegetables that you can eat raw? They got kind of a peppery taste.
Beets.
Beets. I think these are harder than beets, but you still eat them raw. Taste kind of sharp.
Relishes.
Yeah. Okay. And this is another
relish.
Type of a what?
It's fine. I was just thinking of what is it?
What did you say?
It's a relish or a relish one.
A relish.
I think it's relish.
Okay. Or this is another type of vegetable. It's big and round, you know, and you make ketchup out of it.
Tomatoes.
Have you ever seen the little ones that don't get much bigger than that? Is there a particular name for those?
It is, but I don't know.
Are they called cherry tomatoes? Or have you ever heard people call those things Tommy Toes?
No.
Haven't heard them call that. Okay. Oh, with your meat at a meal, you might have meat and what else?
With a meal. Meat and bread.
Bread or?
What else? I usually have meat, bread, and a vegetable and a starch and something sweet.
Talking about that starch, you might have a baked... what?
Baked potatoes.
What about different types of potatoes that you know about?
Sweet potato, white potato.
White potatoes. Is white potato ever called anything else?
Irish potatoes.
Irish potato. You mentioned sweet potatoes. Have you ever heard people call those anything else?
Yams.
Yams, okay. And this is a vegetable, you know, that gives off a real strong odor, and when you peel it, it makes your eyes water.
Onion.
Have you ever seen these smaller ones that have the stalk growing out of it? You know, sometimes some people eat it that way. Do you know of any special name for that type of onion?
The ones with the
green
onions.
Green onions. Have you ever heard people call those spring onions? Haven't heard that. Okay. And this is a vegetable, I guess most of them about that size. Some people like to slice them up and fry them. Or some people like to boil them, and when they're eating that way, they're kind of slimy, you know.
A vegetable?
Yeah. Like that.
That you boil.
Or you can fry it, you know, cut it up into little round pieces, fry it.
I don't know.
Sometimes you find it in vegetable soup. How about okra?
Yes.
Do you like okra?
Not
particularly. Don't particularly care. And what about if you leave an apple or a plum around, it'll dry up and do what?
An apple or a plum?
Yeah.
Just dry up?
Dry up. Have you ever heard people call that shrivel up? Something like that?
They'd say shrivel up.
Shrivel up. Okay. All right, that's good. Let's see, last time we were talking about vegetables, I think. What about some vegetables around here that come in heads, leafy vegetables?
Cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, you know, like you might put in a green salad, you chop up some of...
lettuce.
Yeah, lettuce. Okay. What about some different kind of beans in this area?
Nap beans.
Mm-hmm.
Butter beans.
Mm-hmm. Are snap beans the kind that you eat pod and all?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But if you want to eat the butter beans, you have to...
you shell.
Mm-hmm. Shell the butter beans. What about if you took the tops off some turnips and ate them and cooked them? You'd say you had a mess of what?
Turnips.
Mess of turnips. Do people around here say mess of greens much?
No.